I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Forever Dog.
This is not a test. This is your emergency podcast system announcing the commencement of a Purge episode sanctioned by Hotcast the Fright. Commencing at the theme song, any and all body topics, including murder, will be legal for 90 continuous minutes. Blessed be our guest Jaquise Neal and Halloween Horror Nights, a Universal Studios seasonal event reborn. May God be with you all.
Welcome to Hauntcast the Fright, a theme park podcast hosted by three men who would use a real-life purge scenario to switch clothes with the robots on Pirates of the Caribbean. My name is Mike Carlson. Joining me, as always, Jason Sheridan.
12 hours. All crime is legal for 12 hours.
That's right.
I think I could get in and out of there.
Easily.
Get a few outfits. Think. Yeah.
Yeah, we get a few outfits. Scott Gardner here. Are you already scheming for what outfits you would steal from which robot?
Well, I'd want to wear... Isn't there one balancing five hats? I mean, I'd want to, like, just to get bang for the most clothes that I could get. Let's
you
get
would
under
get,
those five hats.
You would steal the five hats. Jason, do you have a pirate you would... His outfit?
Well, maybe the one with the pigs...
The one who's rolling in the slop?
The one who's rolling in the slop, you know, it feels appropriate, you know, for the night, for the events of Purge Night, to then have a slop coat on. Yeah.
So you would do all your murders wearing the pirate's outfit covered in muck.
Well, and explaining, like, guess what? Guess what this is?
That would be like your version of, like, do you know how I got these scars, or did you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
And with, like, 15 minutes left, I'll flip it.
What do you mean?
With whatever unscrupulous Disneyana collectors are out and about doing deals of, like, stolen...
Oh, flip it for cops. Money.
Yeah,
oh,
flip it for money.
I thought you were going to flip, like, the phrase on its head, and I was like, oh, you're going to...
Or your clothes.
Yeah, flip it inside out so I look nicer.
Oh, yeah.
So the mud is on the
when
inside.
When the sun comes up, the second siren. When the second siren sounds, I want to look nice. Yeah.
Right. I'm glad you know more of the rules of the Purge. I know the rules, but I'm a little rusty, so...
It's a thing where I have seen cumulatively one Purge movie. Pieces of every movie adds up to one movie, but I know a lot about the lore, about the new founding fathers.
Of course. I know about the new founding fathers. Let's bring our guest in. He knows probably more. Actor, podcaster, you know him from Marvel's What If and Culture Kings. This is Jaquise Neal.
Ooh, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
how
man.
How we doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for being here.
We ready to talk some rides, everybody?
Yes, we are.
Thanks for reaching out. We never know who's a theme park guy, and you hit us up, and now we know.
Now we know.
We're always happy. We want to know all of it. We want to know everybody.
We hear.
Yep.
It's kind of wild, too. I've been a theme park person my whole life. I went to Disney World the first time in my life at 21.
Okay.
And became a Disney park guy.
That's an adult Disney.
That's an
I'm
adult
always impressed
Disney experience.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you didn't have the little kid, like, brain for it.
If I ever have kids, you know, listen, ladies, if you want to have a kid with me, I'm telling you now. Telling you now. We ain't taking the kids to Disney World until they're at least 13. I don't think it's a place for kids. I think it's a place for adults.
You're there. Yeah.
You know. A lot of people listening to the show went like, yes.
Yes.
They pumped their fist at that.
Almost all the times I've spent, like significant hours I've spent away from my child so far as 18 months have been at theme parks without him.
Yeah, it's great.
So much leaving him to go on kiddie rides.
Yeah. Disneyland, I'll take the kids. Disney World is a vacation. That's for me.
The
Well, yeah, yeah.
And they got to be able to handle it and rough and, t- and yeah. like you know, do it. Cause you were saying you're going, you're going to go, you're going to do 9 days, you're going to do a big, like, kids have to be ready to deal with a big, like, a big old.
And they can't. They're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not.
They're finicky. They're, you don't want tantrums.
When you were 21 and you went,
yeah,
what was like the, like, handful of things you were like, whoa, this is
so
my stuff.
This, all right. So I went, it was my graduation present to myself. I had just graduated college, mm-hmm. Columbia College, which I'm sure you know, you're from Chicago.
I'm familiar.
And it was also me and my girlfriend's at the time's 1 year anniversary. Mm-hmm. So we went together. She had went when she was a kid, but she hadn't been since she was like, I don't know, 12 or some shit. And I went, and I didn't know what to expect, but I was excited to go. Magic Kingdom, I don't remember exactly the first park I went to, but I think the first fireworks show, I was like, oh man, this is mm-hmm. like dreams at the time was going on. Mm-hmm. This is the 08, this is 08. So I was like, oh, this is like crazy. This is dope. And then I saw Fantasmic, and I was like, I love this shit. Like, Fantasmic was the coolest shit. I mean, I'm from the south side of Chicago. We don't see no shit like Fantasmic in Chicago. Like, and I'm up here watching this, and then this show, all these, this water, and then Mickey's down below, and then a little fireworks, and he pops back up at the top and pop. I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my mm-hmm. life. I think that's the moment I fell in love, like, with the Disney parks and Disney in general.
I get that. The music, I assume, also yeah. is very memorable.
It's a great
one. Do you yeah. ever listen to Fantasmic theme just in the car?
Not in the car. I have. You know, okay.
Sure.
You know,
in the last 24 hours? Here.
I mean, you know, add 10 hours to that, you know, and okay. then you got the answer. No, I've listened to them. I mean, sure. it's good music. It, right. it makes me feel like I'm in the park. Mm-hmm. I've been to Disney World 5 times now, and like, I miss it sometimes. So every once in a while, I'll like listen to like the firework theme music or some
right,
shit.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. all right, this is cool. This sure. is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we have you seen, like, and maybe I'm introducing something that'll be like, you'll get sucked in, like,
man.
Loops. They have just sort of like long multi-hour loops for sort of like walking around in Tomorrowland.
The area oh. music, the, like yeah, the that. Background
oh,
music.
No,
you
can I have not done that.
It's all on YouTube.
I don't know if I can. That might be, that's dangerous.
It is
and
dangerous.
Also, it's really, yeah.
I hate loops. Like, it's a small world. It's the worst ride of all time. Like, I immediately fall asleep when it's my nap time. Whenever I go,
sure.
I go every time right. I go to any Disney park.
It's your tradition.
That is a 15 minute allotted nap mm-hmm. period.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. I was just talking up. I like, we could take a little nap on the Mexico boat ride, or I like,
oh,
kinda
yes.
accidentally fell asleep on the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
My first time after pandemic, a little ride nap. I've been advocating
ride
for
nap is, ride nap is mm-hmm. quintessential for mm-hmm. a long day at any park.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And there's
yeah.
like that. We've talked about it before too. The Orlando air conditioning specifically.
Yes.
There's something so about good. The getting from humid inside.
Yeah.
There's a weird smell to it,
yeah.
but I like it. I don't know how to even describe that smell. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Well, in the Orlando elements,
yes.
you need the ride naps because the heat and the sun and the humidity mm-hmm. will just beat you up.
It will beat your ass.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was stripped. First time I went, and oh, wait, it was June, which is dumb.
Oh, yeah.
So hot. I remember at one point, I was just like in a tank top, like the little like tight tank tops that you used mm-hmm. to wear, and I'm like pulling my shorts up. Like, it is hot. And I'm mm-hmm. from Chicago. We got humidity, but
oh, yeah.
like that
yeah.
Florida shit.
Yeah, yeah.
that's
another
humidity
level.
It's crazy.
You were just saying too, and we'll get to like the scary stuff in a bit.
Yeah.
But you said something that we all like gasped right mm-hmm. before we started
oh,
recording.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
you have done a voice that is currently being
yeah.
used somewhere in Disney World. We don't know anything about this, so
yeah.
reveal it here.
Yeah. So I have a voice at Epcot right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually Donald Duck. But not like the traditional, like, not mm-hmm. that Donald Duck. So in DuckTales came back recently.
Mm-hmm.
And in that TV show, there are episodes where Donald Duck shows up and he puts a voice modulator in his, and
yeah.
then he can speak regularly. And on a cartoon, that's Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle was like, I ain't doing this shit for y'all for Disney World. And so I got it.
Wow. So, like, you're a voice match for Don Cheadle.
But you're a Donald's match. Voice match for Don Cheadle as Donald, which is funny because my role in Marvel's What If is also Rhodey. So for whatever reason, people think I sound like Don Cheadle.
Wow.
Or I can do his voice well when I try. But I guess, I don't know.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but like, what do you do to make yourself
so,
him?
I mean, like, it's been a minute since I've done it, but like, so Don Cheadle, first, like, he like softens his voice up and, you know, he'll say, hey, we all about that superhero life here. You know, like, it's way softer than my voice.
Right, a little hushed.
Yeah.
Very slick, very together.
Very slick,
seems like.
Very together. Tony Stank. I like that. So like, just with a little swag, but like a little articulate swag is what I called it.
Wow. Damn, that's really good. I hear that for sure.
Like if I have a job, then I'll like listen to it and like really get into it. But like, yeah, I got that, which was the cool. I've been very lucky over the past 2 years booking a lot of dope VO things. Mm-hmm. And the coolest thing I've booked, which is nowhere near as much money as I made for other things. Oh, yeah. But the coolest thing I booked is the thing at Epcot.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yeah.
What's the thing?
I don't exactly know because I haven't been to actually see it. I do know that it is, so they were doing, it's like a new interactive thing in one of their new buildings, because they are revamping Epcot quite a bit.
Or we may be in the Play Pavilion, which maybe is not open.
Is that open?
It was open last year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was open. I know they had it in something last year, because I recorded that in summer for Christmas of 2020.
Okay. So it is
DuckTales World Showcase Adventure. Does that sound right?
Yes, that is exactly it.
I think it's coming.
Oh, it's not open yet?
2022?
Oh, shit. It's not even open yet.
It's not open yet.
It was supposed to open 2020, and it was one of the things that got pushed back.
Okay.
So you haven't missed it then.
So I haven't missed it yet. Maybe I should go for the opening
day.
That'd be dope.
Stand outside.
So it's not at Disney World yet, apparently. Wow. This is the thing about voiceover, especially for animation or animated stuff. You'll do it a year plus before it even drops, so you kind of forget about it. I had no idea it didn't open yet.
Yeah, because you probably didn't. They're like, oh, yeah, it's opening in like 3 months. You're like, oh, cool, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, I'm not going, so
yeah.
I didn't forget about it, but I didn't like follow up to make sure it actually opened.
Yeah. It's in World Showcase. Does it say where it specifically is?
There, I think it's going to be throughout World Showcase, because there used to be like a Phineas and Ferb, like, kind of scavenger hunt sort
and
of
Kim
thing.
Kim Possible,
so I think,
at one point in time.
And Kim Possible. So I think this is the technological upgrade where
very cool.
There's spots
cool.
And the Play Disney Parks app is
very
involved.
Cool. They were very hush-hush. There's probably more information on it now, because when I booked it, it was very hush-hush. It was just, these are your line. Working for Disney is crazy. Like, these are your lines. This is your own password to log in. It will self-destruct in 24 hours. You will never be able to go on this site again. And I'm not even joking. No. Like, that's exactly how they work.
Wow.
But it's crazy. You're Donald. That's pretty
cool. It's crazy. It is crazy.
Disney Parks.
It is crazy. I don't equate it as I'm Donald Duck. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be the easiest thing to say is, I'm Donald Duck at Epcot. But because it's not the Donald Duck voice, you know, so...
People like, are asking you to do that voice, which is nearly impossible.
It is impossible. Yeah, it is
hard. It's very hard. And it kills your voice. Kudos to whoever does it.
I think he has... I heard some intel that he has, like, a limit. He says, like, clock starts now. I can't do it. Literally can't do it past a certain... With Tony and Selmo, I think is the
That's
name.
Smart, yeah, because they be pushing your limit. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, give me a series. Do three. Do an ABC. Mm-hmm. And you probably like, you getting the A. And that's it.
Yeah. That's you can't blame him.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll just replace Donald's voice permanently with you.
That would be nice. Hey, listen, Disney, I know you're listening.
We know they're listening. They don't like to respond.
They don't like to respond, but I know you're listening. I know.
If by they, then people who work at various stores and restaurants in the parks.
Hey, we're all cast members.
We've met a few people who are like
varying levels.
Of varying levels, yeah. Yeah, like inside, I work in
blah, 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 some blah, levels blah. That have made us go, oh no, oh. What did they hear us say?
Oh,
oh. No, no, that's fine.
I don't think
that's
I know
fine.
What you're talking about. hint to me what level were we? What level oh, are we made to?
I don't know that it met legal.
Legal.
Yeah. I wasn't as scared as Jason made it seem.
They also talked to somebody who has the last name Iger.
We were.
That's talk about varying levels. He's not even the CEO anymore.
Exactly.
Who cares? It's even cares not even anything to brag about.
Yeah, and I hear it's because we said some bad stuff about him. That's gone.
I hear he's trying to get through our back catalog before he finally leaves. That's why he's extending it by 6 months.
He's stuck on the City Walk.
Yeah, he's stuck. That's
a lot to get through.
City Walk gag. He can't get through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk scary. Let's talk the Halloween season.
Yeah. Let's do it.
When we asked if you had thoughts about scary stuff for Hauntcast the Fright here, the scary month, and you sure did. It seems like you're into haunts in general.
I'm into it. Today is a Thursday. Tomorrow I'm going to the Hayride.
Okay.
Saturday I'm going to Knott's Berry Scary Scary. Yeah.
Oh, great.
2 weeks ago I was at Horror Nights. I'm there. Yeah. I love it.
Great. You're fresh from it.
Did you do Fright Fest?
I haven't done Fright Fest in years, which is funny because I have Six Flags season pass. I have a crazy story with Fright Fest that I can tell you guys.
We would love to hear. Love Fright Fest on this podcast.
So Fright Fest, I used to love Fright Fest. Obviously, Great America.
That's sure,
where
yeah.
we had Fright Fest at in Gurnee, Illinois. Mm-hmm. So we were there one time, and this is back in the OG days where like they could touch you and shit.
Yeah.
They were really trying to scare you. It was not sanitized to the degree it kind of is now.
That rule wasn't in place recently. I thought that was always a rule.
No, they used to. I specifically remember. I mean, they couldn't like molest you or like. But they could, tap you on your shoulders and, really get in your face and, put their little hands on you and stuff like that.
Yikes. Yikes.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So, we were in line for a maze. It was me and, four people. And we get in line. We're kind of, we're at the back of the line. We walk in, we're at the back of the line. And as we get in line, this girl, Solo, gets in line behind us. And it's a long line, about hour, 10-minute wait. And about 10-15 minutes of us talking, she reaches out to, she interjects herself into our conversation. It's like, do you guys mind if I go in with you? I don't want to go into this ride by myself. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So we got to know Jasmine, cause I said, it's an hour long wait. So we're talking, we're laughing, we're chopping it up. We're enjoying the wait. And we finally get in. And then, they take us in a group. It's a group right in front of us and us. So it's only 8 people because that's before they used to cattle you in, too. Mm-hmm. And we're in there. And then about 30 seconds into, the actual, maze, something jumps out at us and grabs her and takes her back.
Whoa.
So we're all what the? What? But, we don't know this girl. So we kind of just and now we're on edge. Now we're on edge and we're walking through and what do we do? And so we just kind of keep going and we're just, so now we're extra jumpy.
Yeah, of course.
And then toward the end of the maze, this girl pops out and it's Jasmine and she's bloody now and she's she was a part of the fucking ride.
Wow.
She was a part of the maze. She was a part of the maze. She's help me, please, please. She's calling our name specifically. And they grab her back and apparently kill her.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, she was a part of the ride. And I was this is the dopest thing I've ever experienced. I was maybe 15 at that point.
Oh,
it was a minute ago. It was pretty dope. So yeah, what a job. She only does that probably twice a day, twice a night.
Yeah, I wonder how many times they had. I'm sure now because as you're saying now they just everybody kind of walks through.
Yeah,
it's sort of
probably
like
really hard to do it now.
Yeah, because you'd really have to make sure everyone was in groups, and then there's that have to be an interval between groups.
Yeah,
so they probably can't do that. But that is such a great trick.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
I loved it. So I love Fright Fest. I have not been to the one out here yet.
Okay.
I should go.
Yeah. We did go 2 years ago, and there's a lot of teens and a lot of fog. And yeah, you know, I don't want to ruin it, but we're going back next year.
Okay.
And it is junky but good.
Okay. I mean, that sounds like Six Flags.
Yeah. There's Tad. Yeah. If you're worried that the Tasmanian Devil is still not well represented, he is. He's still everywhere at Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Beautiful.
So yeah, you were saying you were into that stuff. You're into Disney Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, love Haunted Mansion. Love it all, man. I love the haunted, like, live stuff. Was not a fan of haunted movies for a long time, but
okay.
I'm starting to get back into them. But, like, live in the flesh, I'm there for it. I'm there for it. It makes me want to fight.
They love to hear that.
I would never touch a scare actor. Okay, I'm a professional myself. I get it, but I guess that I like the adrenaline.
It gets your adrenaline going.
Yeah,
but if it came to that, you would be ready.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready. Now I make a joke out of it. Like I'll go through Horror Nights and I'll like do like the fake like fight stand, just like as a joke, like just to make people laugh around me. But like it's a good time. It's always a good time. I love it.
Yeah, I get that. I don't know if I've ever thought about like, oh, this is fighting energy for me, but it's definitely like I just like I never skydove or anything, but it feels like that where you're like it's a safe way to get your adrenaline up.
It is a safe way to. I truly do think it's fight energy. People are jumping in your face.
Yeah, no, you're
as close to fight energy as you could get.
Yeah.
If you think about it, mm-hmm. if a stranger jumps in your face on the street,
I'm trying to think of like the closest. Cause I've never been in a fight. Believe it or not, a guy who does a theme park podcast has not ever had a real fight.
Oh man, we gotta get you. We gotta get you in the fight.
You know what?
Oh, that's right. Mike loves fights.
If we can get me into fighting for real, I like pro wrestling, but real fights.
This is your path to become the Rogan of this show.
There you go.
Been two if I years, just started you look like him. The hair's gone.
HGH, and I'm getting in fights after Horror Nights. Yeah, I mean, look, if we lack for content in a couple years, yes, you know, I will do it.
You know what to do for the $7 tier.
Yes. Yeah. I need that extra $2 a month. The closest I've ever been to a fight, it was at a wedding.
Oh,
I think it was like not so long. I'm just trying to think of it. Yeah, and it is the same feeling. It is like a like your body's like I'm ready to do something with all of this. And it is when Frankenstein attacks you, or I can imagine though. I wonder, like, obviously not. I usually only go to these big corporate, these not scary, the Universal. I wonder, there's got to be still places that can push you around a little bit.
They're 100%.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like in the desert, there's some weird ones like 40 minutes off the strip that I've never been to that I'm like, they probably...
They mess with you. There's somebody... I've never been to this and I would never go because I'm not insane. But like there's a... Somebody, I don't know the name of it, but they were like, yeah, and like their goal is to torture you. Like to get you to mentally break. And like you're there for like 4 hours. Uh-huh. And
yeah.
Like I'm not. That's true fighting. Now I'm ready to fight. I would be ready to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
At that point,
there's no choice.
I think a lot of those you usually have to sign a waiver. But there was one downtown for years, downtown LA, where they're like, okay, so they start by putting a bag over your head. And then they lock you in a room. And I'm like, okay, I already am uncomfortable. That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. Funny. You're off kilter already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
The indie haunt circuit. That's a question. Are you going to start before your UFC days? Do you get into the indie haunt circuit?
Before a 40-year-old man gets into UFC in a few years. Although, you know, other 40-year-olds have tried it. Do the indie haunt? I mean, I've done a little. Last week, we talked about how I failed at one. Mm-hmm. I had an anxiety attack before doing an escape room. But
the threat of a minotaur, like it's gonna be a
wasn't
minotaur.
I wasn't afraid of the minotaur. It's not really.
That's a misrepresentation. Yeah, it was. You were having this other issue, but it's certainly in my head turned into that you you had very vivid nightmares of a 30-foot tall
minotaur.
For
the fun of the podcast, yes, the narrative is that I was afraid of the minotaur, but
not the communal hoods that had been passed around.
No,
all night
they did pass
over your
hoods
head.
To us to put on our heads to get walked
room?
In. Yes, because it was a horror escape room, they walked you in with a hood on, and I was having some claustrophobia in regards to the
That's
mask
fair.
And then the idea of a 90-minute tight quarters. It was not the Minotaur that was scaring me, although it didn't help that it was a Minotaur.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, this sounds awful.
Yeah, I mean, my friend,
it was fun.
My friends did it. They sounded like they were having a ball because it was literally happening just outside the room while I waited in the most pathetic way possible.
All right, but here is the only part of the story, not that matters, but that like dictates whether you were right or wrong in this situation. Okay. To sit it out, did they escape?
They did escape. They had a lot of problems with the first room. Oh, okay. And it's one of the escape rooms, I think, where like the mad scientist was like, "Well, why didn't you look over here? Why don't you come over to the right side of the room?" Yeah. I'm hinting, giving you a hint. So I think they did, but I think it was maybe, I think they said after they were done that it was clear that at a certain point, at a certain time, the whole game clicked into easy mode.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how they put it. So they did escape.
They would have escaped earlier if you were in there.
That, you know what? Someone in the group was being nice and said the same thing.
We needed you, man. We needed you. We got to the wire, bro. We got to the wire.
We'll have to do it again with you.
I got to do it again, unfortunately. I have to conquer my fears here. But indie, yeah, I've done a little of the indie haunt scene. But
a phrase that we just made up,
the
I think.
Indie haunt scene.
Well, they're willing to regard it.
It sounds
as that.
Cool, though.
When we did the Delirium show, we had to like hide under a bed because the good robot told us to us he was dying because the bad robot was coming.
Yes, we did an immersive thing that it was like very intense and like you have to like roll under beds while like officers come.
That sounds fun to me.
It was fun.
That sounds very fun.
Yeah. And we had climbing
swung
and then
on a rope and
you guys swung on a rope. We got went on a different path and to like crawl into rocks and stuff.
Oh,
but there's this thing, there's a thing called Delirium, and there's a horror version of it now, which we probably should go try as well. But
okay, you're giving me mental note. I love that. I've done Sleep No More and all that type of stuff. I love
I bet
that
you
type
would love
stuff.
This. Okay, yeah, cool. Probably. Cool. It's such a long thing, but it's not, not in the tight quarters. And I don't know if there's a Minotaur.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
But
how's the stuff this year? I guess or most of it you're about to do, but you did Horror Nights.
I did Horror Nights. Year. Yeah, man. Horror Nights is weird, man, because I do enjoy it. Like the first time I ever went to Horror Nights was 2013. I was fresh out to LA. I moved in 2012. So and at that point it wasn't like I went off peak season. I always go off peak season. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. Like, it was still kind of like we're putting groups in instead of, like, cattle. And then, like, around 2016, around that time, I don't know, like, everybody just decided, you know what? I'm going to do Horror Nights, too. Mm-hmm. Even though it's been around for a long time, mm-hmm. it's gotten so much more popular, it feels like, in the past, like, 4 or 5 years. Huh. Where it's kind of miserable now. Hmm. So, like, it's really miserable because it's just too packed. I'm talking lines of like 2.5 hours to mm-hmm. get to be just cattled in. So I didn't go to Horror Nights in like 17 or 18 because I went to Horror Nights in Orlando, which was great because it's so much bigger.
Yeah.
And it just seems like a party.
It's
like,
a party. It it's a 100% like so party. Fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And like, and they also had, I mean, I think now they, I know now they do, they've opened up Wizarding World during Horror Nights, but at that point they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But in Orlando they did. So you can go into like Wizarding World and it was like horror themed still too. And it was pretty dope. I went this week. It was just as packed. It's like there's COVID never existed. it was just as packed as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm. Just like off-putting for sure. Like just when you, even if there's not, you don't, if, even if there's no actual danger, you're just like, I've not been in a crowd of this nature in a year and a half. So
it's pretty wild, man. It's pretty wild. I will say this. If you are lucky enough to afford it, do express.
Yeah, yeah.
We got there and we saw the line and we was like, let's pull the trigger.
And we still did it after you were in because Mike didn't get to. Mike was too late.
It was sold out.
It was sold out.
We tried, yeah.
We did it literally as before they opened the doors at 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah. That's why it was
later. We just saw how packed it was like to get in.
Yeah.
The lines were all the way to the security line. Yeah. So we was like, let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I'm an asshole when I get to express lanes. Like, I'll do a Vince McMahon walk as I'm passing everybody.
I do the straight power walk, man.
It is my thing. I love it. I think it's so funny. And I eventually felt bad because I was like, this is terrible because they shuttle you in front of that entire line and like just put you right in. And you're walking past 2 hour lines and cutting all of them. Like Fast Pass is a little different because you, you know, you eventually merge in with the real line and sometimes you can have your own line.
Right.
It was none of that.
Yeah. So. And you're going by the people that have waited the longest because they're the, for the front of the line.
Yeah.
So it's not even like you're waiting, you're like the back of the line who just got in. Like,
they don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know. They don't know the pain yet.
These people.
They have set up the fajita effect, like Chili's, but for theme park. Like they, like everyone in the line waiting can see the express going to the front of the line and just going like, oh, I should do that.
Yeah.
I should have done that.
What can I ask what the fajita effect is?
Do you know?
I know what this means. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fajita effect at places like Chili's and stuff is
it's like the sizzling.
They put it on the sizzling skillet in the plate and they purposely from the kitchen to the table take a circuitous route so that it like wafts, the smell wafts throughout the room, and then they sell more fajitas because people go like, oh, I should order that.
I'm a big Chili's fan and I actually wasn't familiar with that right away.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
It's sure, the fajitas at Chili's have to be superb, correct?
I can only imagine. I mean, they're fajitas. They're the same everywhere, pretty much. Yeah.
You know,
they smell amazing, but they smell better than it tastes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you did front of the line, which, that is the way to go if you can
it's
do it.
It's the way to go. Otherwise, it would have been a miserable night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where it is now. And that was September. I went on the day after my birthday, September 30th. Mm-hmm. So going even now that it's October, closer to Halloween.
It's crazier, doesn't it?
Like, it gets
closer to Halloween.
Yeah, we did it last weekend. And yeah, I mean, the only other thing I could say you could do is get the frequent fear pass, which is like 200.
Yeah.
And then just go like the last 2 hours every night.
Yeah, that's smart.
And then that's like way down. The line will be way down that way. I guess you have to figure out parking if you want to save on.
You can park
down on Lancashire, I guess, walk up, take the tram if you want to be frugal, which, believe me, I've done it a few times.
Yeah. You can also take, like, the bus there, you know. Mm-hmm. I've done that. I mean, I live close, so it's not that hard for me, but
Subway stop is right there.
That's true,
too. Red line.
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's ways you can do it. There's ways you can experience it and not be miserable.
This year, were their highlight? We talked a little bit about it last week. But what were your highlights at Horror Nights?
At Horror Nights, the Frankenstein maze was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Frankenstein maze was very good. I wasn't expecting to like it because it was seemingly like the most unpopular one as far as the wait time.
No, it's at zero weights.
So that was pretty cool. I'm at this point, I've started to forget them.
There was Pandora's Box. There was Halloween 4.
Halloween 4, Pandora's Box. There was the Ghost or the Haunting Hill.
Haunting
or,
Hill House.
Yeah. I think Frankenstein was my favorite thing. Jabberwockies, which is not horror, but...
Oh, you saw the... I did not get to see the show. Oh, really?
It was so good. It was so good.
Is there any... horror, because people probably know this is a dance troupe, but like do they Halloween it up
not
in any regard?
Really? Mm-hmm. They do like a 30 second, maybe a minute long, like they'll do like a little dance to like that or some shit, you know, like it's not horror based at all. It is just straight up it's a show and a reason to sit down for a half an hour. So that was the theme. Yeah, I don't know. I'm having a hard time remembering, which I guess is not a good sign. What about for you? Like,
I was talking. I liked Halloween 4. I liked the end when the five Michael Myers attack you.
Oh yes, Halloween was fun. I tend to like the ones where there are more actual people instead of like fake. Wolves popping out at you. Like,
oh, when there's actually a human, because that's scarier.
Yeah. So right. those are the ones I enjoy. And there was a lot of Michael Myers in the Halloween one.
Yeah, because there were like five at the end in the House of Mirrors, which scared me.
Yes, that was a good one. That was definitely a good one.
In general, when you're in these mazes, what is your strategy? Because I've seen people do a lot of different things. My strategy still is a pretty cowardly one where I would prefer if I was behind a group to not get the scare, even though I can see the scare coming.
Yeah. I've done that strategy before.
Yeah.
I've definitely implemented that. I hate being last. I've done a couple like indie haunts where when I'm last, there was one like creepy clown that followed me for 5 minutes one time. And like at first it was funny, then it was cool. I was like, all right, bro, stop following me. Leave me alone, man. Like, shit. Uh-huh. But yeah, so I don't like being, I don't mind being in the front.
Yeah.
Because the front rarely gets it. Like,
yeah,
generally,
right.
The front rarely is always like 2, 3, or 4, like behind, because they'll see the front coming and like they don't want to blow their load on like the first two people. So they'll like wait, like just a couple. But now it's hard for me to like the last few times I've gone with like people I've dated. I'm dating.
Sure.
And so I'm just like a shield. At that point.
Well, you have to do that. You have to be the shield in this scenario.
I'm the shield. I've been the shield lately.
Okay.
So it's been hard for me to have a strategy because I have one shoulder.
Your full body you can't access exactly.
Yeah, I have a whole side of my body I can't access. So you know, like there'll be some times where I'll like get surprised and actually jump and scare, but most of it is just like, oh, there's something right there, trying to get the other person to get off my body.
I've seen people do, and I saw we had one person or a group in front of us do this, and then a couple years ago we ran into Justin Michael and Betsy Sidaro, and they did this too. They hold the line themselves in the maze in order to clear the people in front, maybe from a full room. So then they go into the room completely alone.
Oh.
So they get the scares themselves because now there's no one in front of them because they want fresh scares each time.
Oh.
And somebody did it. I think it was on, maybe it was The Exorcist. I forget which one somebody did that to us. And I noticed I knew what it was because they were in front of us and I was with my friend Tim and he was like, what is that? Like, oh, they're trying to hold... because they want the full scare.
That's smart.
And it is smart if you like that type of thing.
Yeah. That's pretty smart.
I was like, when Betsy and Justin were first doing it, I was like, what are they doing? It's crazy. What we're going to get all the scares. Like,
yeah.
But then I go, oh,
don't
that's what they want.
Don't you see, Michael? It's precisely the idea.
So just the scariest man I know, Justin Michael, said to me.
Yeah.
The most fearsome person.
The scariest man.
And the cool thing about that is, like, nobody's going to be really mad at you because everybody's so disarmed. You're not even realizing, like,
Right,
these,
right.
These people ain't moving.
Like, yeah.
Like in front of me, go, go. You ain't even like clocking that much.
Yeah, it's not like a drive-through.
Right, right.
But yeah, so that is another strategy.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's okay. It's good. Because also like, I do wish you had a little more time, is what we were talking about in the old days, where you could kind of take your time a little more mm-hmm. versus now how they're just like, you're literally just speed walking through them.
I will say the last couple of times I've been to the Hayride, which I really enjoy, actually. I think the Hayride is pretty fun.
Griffith Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Hayride is pretty fun, but they also have mazes there, too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Just like two or three. And every year they have the big one, which is not it's a true maze. So it's not like you have a direction to go. Is go in, find your way out. Like that's the maze.
Yeah, yeah.
And so because of that, like you get lost. You truly get lost.
No,
and like
no.
So you will get multiple scares and things. So that's actually very fun.
I have not done that. That does sound really scary.
I'm going tomorrow, so hopefully they'll have it again, because that's always generally my favorite thing to do there. Huh. But and then like once you do finally find your, at least the last 2 years I went, finally find the end, you have to basically go through a birth canal, it feels like, where like you're walking and then it's tighter and you're squeezing through it and it's just like all up on you, and it's then like, you finally pop out outside.
Birth canal made of what? Of leaves? Corn?
Corn.
What's this canal?
It's made of human body parts. It's big plastic.
Okay.
Is that like inflated like garbage bag material?
That's exactly what
it
is. It's like a balloon.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's like a big balloon or something you're going through.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
They have that at I think it's Paranormal Inc. at Not Scary Farm. That's sort of how the end is, I think. Ooh. I'm probably messing around. And you've not been to Knott's. Knott's is great.
I'm going Saturday.
Okay, yeah. Knott's is great.
Yeah.
There's a hallway. Did you do Terror Tram this year?
Yes.
Well, since the topic is the Purge.
Yes.
I'll spoil this for people because it's been open for a while, but there's I watched the walkthrough. I actually watched someone live streaming it opening night, but it was like 5:30 in the afternoon and the sun hadn't set yet. So I've seen the Terror Tram in broad daylight and also in pitch black.
Okay.
Scarier in pitch black, I'll say that. But there is one, there's that outdoor hallway of like netting and people in what I believe are called ghillie suits jumping out of you. And I was like, oh my God,
that got me a couple times.
Oh, geez.
That got me a couple times.
Yeah.
The tram was generally not as exciting because it's very short.
Yes.
Or once you get off the tram, but like once you get to that part you're talking about, that was my first real like, oh,
Oh no.
Yeah, it got me.
So, yeah, if you haven't done Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Hollywood, the tram tour drops you off on a part of the back lot that you wouldn't normally be walking around. It's like towards the end of the typical tram route. And it seems like they still do it in the same place where you're going through. Now Whoville's gone, so they don't have to make a demented Grinch world anymore. Like, how do we justify clowns? I don't know.
How do we justify Christmas here? We don't have Jack Skeleton as our property.
How do we do a scary Christmas without all of the scary Christmas characters that everybody knows? That's a mystery. But it is, you know, it's scarier stuff on the route because you got the Psycho House and the Bates Motel and then the War of the Worlds plane crash set, which is really, really brutal. And the theme changes of what this is. They seem to incorporate different horror properties into the videos that you watch on the way down. Mm. And I think Chucky's been a part of it, or I forget all the
Chucky was a part
done.
Of it. My favorite one, I mean, since this is what we're talking about, was The Purge.
Which is this year? Is The Purge?
No, it's not this year, but that's my favorite year. One. They had this year is no theme really.
Oh, I mean overall. Like,
really. Overall. So we have Purge down there and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. So there was, it's what, 2018, is that right? Was the one was you're talking about, which was like the whole like theme basically.
Like they've done Chucky and they've done The Purge as the theme of the Terror Tram at some point.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, this year it it's the second time it's the purge. It's mostly the purge.
Is it mostly the purge still? It's,
they're calling it the ultimate purge, but then Norman Bates is also hanging around.
Yeah, like, confuses it. Yes, I'm like, wait a second. Yeah. Why Norman still?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because I took a picture of it. Me and a friend go watch every Purge movie in the theaters when they come out. So like, I took a picture of the Ultimate Purge and sent it to her, so I forgot that. Probably because most of it didn't feel like the Purge. Uh-huh. Like the shit you were talking about when they jumped out at you. That's not the Purge.
Yeah, it could, in theory, happen in Purge.
It does, but you know.
A lot can happen. The Purge is just general.
The Purge
can
be anything. I guess if somebody wanted to dress up as leaves and jump out of a bush, then I can. And then slink back into it. I guess that is the Purge.
And then reset, not kill you.
Not kill you, just scare you.
We stole the ghillie suit. This is not my property. Is a crime.
We have 12 hours.
In 7 a.m.
We have 12 hours to jump scare anyone we want. That's what the new purge is.
Move very suddenly.
Yes.
In ways we've been trained to move, but still, like, our weapons never get that close to you.
Yeah.
But we jerkily move. Everyone's trained to move in a very jerky fashion that is unnerving to watch a human do.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what made me fall in love with Horror Nights, and to talk about The Purge a little bit, I don't want to jump ahead or anything like that, but like, I was pleasantly surprised by the movie, the first one, the Ethan Hawke one. I thought it was going to be a steaming pile, and like, it was actually very good. I was like, this is good. Mm-hmm. Like, the concept is like interesting, and the movie was well executed, and you root for him, you hate people, you like people and shit. I was like, okay, I like
you got
this.
Him. He's good. I watched it a couple nights ago in preparation for this, having not really. I did watch Election Year, and I remember absolutely zero of it, so I can't speak to Election Year. I remember being entertained by it, but yeah, Purge is a real movie. It's pretty. Yeah,
the first one is like a true like story, and
My qualm with it maybe is that. It does become like people are trapped in a house and other people are trying to kill them and get into the house. It becomes that kind of movie, and it's a good version of that kind of movie. But I am just so obsessed with the premise that America would adopt this purge plan that I just want to see like periphery. I want to see congressional hearings.
Yeah.
Like, how did they get to this point?
Well, that's
what did the various parties think? How did it make, like, how did that vote go?
Yeah.
What was the debate like on CNN and the lead up or podcasting?
Sounds
about
like
it?
Maybe there's
I think you need to watch the first purge.
I was wondering if I should.
First purge is exactly that.
They do go into dry.
They
this
go
is
into
all,
like,
I want logistics. Yeah. Okay.
They
great.
Go into the logistics. You see what? Because all right, here's the thing. If the purge happened in real life, what would we all do? Nobody ain't gonna be kidding. I mean, somebody, I guess, would murder people, but we gonna be fucking on the streets and stealing shit. Like, we ain't gonna be murdering people. Like, for the most part,
people still don't have it in them to like. It seems like in the purgeverse, 70% of people are murdering at least.
Yes,
like, and we all have a secret. Yeah. No, of course I would. All like most of us would do it, but but in reality, probably it's just like it gets a little
like,
kooky.
It's a little kooky, like, you know, because in my mind it's like. All right, I murdered this person, and then what? Tomorrow I gotta go like to, you know, Ralph's with your nephew. Like, I don't want to like.
Yeah, right. Like, oh, out of half and like, half.
Like, I killed your auntie last night, man. I'm sorry. You can't do nothing.
It was legal.
It was legal.
You know the rules.
You know
they
the rules.
They said it on TV and everything. In the first one, they have to all still live in the same cul-de-sac. They all live in this fancy neighborhood together. And like, yeah, what's and things do go very badly. So what's the rest of the year like for this community?
Bad, terrible,
horrible,
yeah,
terrible.
Really. But the first purge, the actual movie, so not the first purge movie, but the movie that's called the first purge, which I think is the Purge 4 or something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Election Year kind of wraps it. I don't want to spoil anything for you, Scott. Election Year kind of wraps. Ironically, the Purge Election Year had a happy ending, but then in 2016 in real life, Americans voted for a real life purge. So the movie had a happier ending. But then they go back to see it, and then there was a TV series.
That's ongoing, I think. Or did it get canceled?
I think it got canceled, and then whatever idea he had for the third season, he's like, I guess I gotta make another movie. Like, it seems like they're always like, you want to keep making more movies? Yeah. And they're like, well, I wasn't going to, but then I had an idea.
An idea, and Purge Ever After or Purge Forever. Yeah. If you want to, the things you're explaining you want to see is basically Purge 2 through 5.
Okay, great.
Where it's just like murder and debauchery. And then you even get one in there that explains like that, you know, this is the thing we want to do. Oh, it's not working. What can we do to make it work? And like,
yes, boardrooms, logistics, schematics, overheads.
Yeah,
I'd watch like a whole movie where there is no purging.
Is there?
Just watch like kind of a just a dry like effect.
You
like,
want like the Senate parliamentarian? Is that what the
yeah,
position
the
is?
The one who's making all the problems,
right? The one who like says, "Oh yeah, you can't pass this bill today." And they go, "Oh, I guess that person's right."
The negotiating with. I want to see who the fucking who are these best cinema and the
Kristen
and mansion.
Cinnamon,
I want to see who's holding up the purge.
Right.
Like, what do they want in return? They don't want anything. They just want chaos, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. If we give you this,
you
want to
see who's the Mitch McConnell of the purge.
Yeah. And where does he land? I forgot that there weren't. I didn't realize that the founding fathers, the new founding fathers of America, is a party. I knew that premise that exists in the, but it is you have Democrats, you have Republicans, and then the new founding fathers show up and like, no, we're wiping the we're wiping the room like in a maze. You're all gone. We stand for purge, and boy, it works too. It fixes.
I mean, listen, I guess it works in their world. You know, 364 days of the year. Everybody's happy.
Somehow unemployment goes down specifically. It's not just because
there's less people.
There is less people. They get a little into the later ones, I'm remembering. It's like, oh, they explain the less people part.
There's other stuff going on.
Well, and there's a lot of, there's like a big seasonal employment in like post-purge morning of blood sprayer downers.
Yes.
if it discount, even if you only work one day out of the year, you end up severed arms.
In real life, they're employing Frank Grillo just constantly, so they have eliminated unemployment for one guy who seemingly works a lot. There was a thing going around Twitter a while back. It's like, here's like 8 action movies Frank Grillo did in the last 2 years that you've never seen.
Yeah. It's very funny.
I wonder, is he in any with Bruce Willis? He has to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That shows up. This is too much of a sidetrack, but Bruce Willis's movies.
He works.
Like,
how are we like on a completely?
He was one of the biggest movie stars of all time, and he's made probably 20 movies we've never heard of in the last 2 years.
Well, him, Nicolas Cage, and Schwarzenegger are no less of stars. They're all as famous as they were, and are in hit movies sometimes, but also sometimes they are maybe a lot of times they're in movies that don't exist. Essentially,
It's wild. Anyway,
I can't think of the last Bruce Willis movie I saw was Glass.
Oh yeah,
I don't think I've done one since Over the Hedge.
Gotta read a few here.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Death, Survive the Game.
Nope.
These are words.
Midnight in the Switchgrass.
Nope.
Breach.
Mm-mm.
Cosmic Sin.
Mm-mm. Now these his first movies.
These are from 2021.
Oh.
We all have nothing to do but watch stuff, and we haven't even heard of, seen a YouTube video promoting one of these.
Oh, I thought it was Grillo, but it might not. It's a different guy, I think. All right, just a few more. Indulge me, please. Hard Kill.
I've actually heard of that. Is Tracy Morgan in that? No.
No.
Who's in that? Selena Gomez?
Jesse Metcalf?
I don't know. I haven't heard of it.
You just think you've heard of it maybe because that's like, you're like, a movie must have been called Hard Kill by now.
Yeah.
Movies have been going for many years.
I will say this.
Must have gotten to that.
He plays Chalmers in Hard Kill.
Very
Chalmers.
Fun.
Chalmers.
Simpson's name.
Survive the Night. Trauma.
I've heard of Survive the Night.
Trauma Center.
No, wait, Survive the Night is the name of, like, that's what they called the Purge event one of the years of Halloween Horror Nights. It's all tying together.
Wow.
That's common. I know that phrase. Oh, no, it's for the
it's a pretty common phrase. Survive the Night.
Yeah. we should say that at Universal Studios Hollywood's Horror Nights, The Purge has been used a lot. The Purge is very popular.
When you once brought this up, yeah, there's been so many Purge things.
There's been a lot since. So I went to the first one in 2014, because the first Purge movie was 2013, I think.
2013, and there was a Scare Zone simultaneously.
Oh, in that same year?
Okay. Yeah, same year.
Wow. So I at this point, that was almost 10 years ago, so I vaguely remember that, but I remember when, like, The Purge was like the theme of horror nights, seemingly. And the reason I loved it so much, because I saw the movie and it was one of those fun things where you kind of get, where you see a movie and it's like, I wonder what that would be like, right? If that, like, that, as outlandish as it is somewhat conceivable, you know, like, yeah. Michael Myers is not conceivable, like,
right.
Jason is not conceivable, but like that. We can see a world where shit falls apart. And like, yes. This is conceivable,
much
right?
Much closer since the movie started coming out.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? And so, like being in Horror Nights, you know, before they let you in, everybody's just kind of huddled in the front there. And so, as it's getting time to open at 7 p.m., once 7 p.m. hits, the first thing that hits is those sirens.
Oh, my God.
And so you kind of like, oh shit. Like, it kind of like puts you in that, like, and then you hear, tonight is the founding, like the same the message spiel. They do in the movie is what they do.
So
and
scary.
Then when it's like, blessed be the founding fathers, then a big explosion goes up, the doors open, and fucking all the scare actors go at
yeah.
it. Like, and it was dope as hell. It was dope as hell. I was like, oh, this is cool as shit.
That sounds really good.
It was very fun. And
it's
now
the time from, it is 7 p.m. like in the movie. That's nuts. That lines up.
It really worked. And like the people I were with, we were freaking out, because the thing that too, when they do the chainsaws, you can actually smell the gas and like, it was pretty dope. So at first it was great. Now it's just kind of like the go to the well.
Right.
We have this lying around.
Yeah, we have this lying around. You know, I guess it works. So, and I still enjoy it. It's still fun. But now it's pretty old.
But like Orlando over like, about 8 or 10 years, they've done 2 scare zones and 1 like haunted house. Out here, there's 7 different Purge things right over the years. One year, there was a scare zone and a maze, like in the same year.
Yep.
Yeah, they kind of tie, like, I'm trying to think of this year they had. Like, they sort of, The Bride of Frankenstein Lives was kind of tied into the scare zone with, like, the Cirque du Soleil performers.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Things were a little muddled this year. At Horror Nights, which was fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
But there were no like true scare zones, it felt like, where you're in this section and this is the Purge section. This is this section.
Well, yeah.
To be super clear also, because I haven't been and I'm still parsing this myself, there's mazes and there's scare zones, and scare zones are like general areas of the park that are not just like thoroughfares. Like, you're going to walk through here and there are going to be chainsaw people or people jumping at you or whatever.
So it's like, it's the equivalent of like they would turn like Main Street would be a scare zone.
Sure, like, during the day, it's pleasant.
During the day. So, like, that's how it is. So, it's just, like, the areas you walk through to get to stuff. Or the different lands or whatever are scare zones.
And not everything is. There are certain areas of the park that are just a place.
Right.
But a lot of the upper lot up there is.
They tell you on the map which places usually are scare zones. Knott's has the very robust scare zones this year.
Oh, good. I'm excited for that.
And that's like, too, Knott's is good because when we were going on the scare zone, all of a sudden, like, fog got pumped. Like, first of all, we were like, we're the only people out here in this area. Then fog pumped. We walked through the fog, and then we're like, there are 20 scare actors just for 2 of us. And we just walked through scare actors.
Yeah.
We're like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And they followed us for, a little too long, but a little.
Sometimes they be following you too, and after a while, you're like, all right, bro.
There's like, you're like 20 seconds ago, and if you left, it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
But this extra 20 seconds, I cannot appreciate.
Yeah.
So like 2 years ago at Horror Nights, They had a full. Did you say you went two years ago? Or no,
I went. Or 2018. I went 2019. I went the year before COVID shut down. Yeah, so Ghostbusters was like one of the
and Ghostbusters because like they had a full scare zone when you would walk down by like Transformers on the lower lot. You would have to walk from basically Transformers to another section on the back lot to get to Ghostbusters and get to two other mazes, I think. Yeah. And there was a hole in that tunnel.
Yeah. And it was
a huge scare zone, which was really cool.
And that was Purge, I think, right? Was that Purge related?
Oh, yeah. Was that what that was? I should double check that to make sure.
Is that Toxic Tunnel? Was that what that was called? Isn't there thing that
there was something called
zombies or mutants?
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Toxic. Yeah, I got to check. That's where someone accidentally hit me with a lead pipe.
Yeah, they get listen. Yikes. Like you know, the scare actors when there's not Purge, you know they get close and this stuff. But the Purge specific scare actors, I mean, kudos to their training because they are literally trained to put shit an inch in like in front of your face.
Oh this, wow! This hit me somehow. Like it hit me and I looked around and no one was. The guy was like 15 feet and I was like,
"Did you on purpose, man?"
I was like, "Did he really like Tonya Harding style or
yikes?
What was that?" I was okay, but I was like, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah,
that guy got maybe it was like his first night and he's like, "I'm gonna take a swing," and then it flew out of his hand. Hit me in the leg.
Oh, man, maybe you didn't tip somebody.
Or I didn't tip at Horror Nights. I didn't think we were supposed to tip at Horror Nights. Was there a thing outside at the end? I am always conscientious of tipping.
Well, when you go through a maze, you're just supposed to have some like small change, small bills in your hands. And you're like,
chaos, and they'll pick it up after you're gone.
It's a strip club.
You don't notice all the money on the ground when you go through the maze?
I didn't notice all the money. You're just throwing money at Michael Myers as you go through each maze.
Thanks for the scares. Oh, that was a good one. Thank you. Just like in the movie.
I was wondering why the website facts section said, like, arrive early, make sure to allow time to park, consider express, bring ones.
I think you are correct. It was called the toxic. The specific one we're talking is Toxic Tunnel.
Okay.
Cool. Tunnel. Is it so different than the Purge? I don't know.
Really.
Yeah.
It's not a guy with a pipe and a mask.
It's where the Purge, I guess, just fits like something universal needed. It's just we need a property that is mayhem and people run around in scary masks.
Yeah.
Which is what they were doing anyway. And now they can say, oh, yeah, that's a theme. That's a the Purge is what that is.
And it allows them to have like realistic weapons, like lead pipes.
Yeah.
Right.
And the chainsaws. Like they are really revving those things up. I'm sure they're not real, but they smell it.
Yeah. Well, they take the blade off of the. Chainsaw? Yeah.
Oh, but it's a rib. That's why it still has the grind.
Is that right?
Yeah. They take the blade off. And also, my girlfriend used to work in Universal.
Oh, really?
She ran into someone she used to work with. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm back in Universal. I'm working the Horror Night shift. I'm in charge of the chainsaws. Like, there's a guy whose job is just to like,
make sure the chainsaws
all right,
don't
check
kill
them
people.
In, make sure they're all gassed up, you know?
The blade is on this one.
Oh, the blade's
on this
one. Okay.
Yeah.
One out of every 10.
That's whoops. Job. Whoops.
They and take the chain off, I
those
think.
Masks are
the
chain, yeah. Scary. Those masks are creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the white, I mean, you know, I'm a black man, so white masks scare me. But
sure,
like,
sure.
The pretty blonde white, I'm like, that shit is terrifying.
terrifying. They are. Like, yeah, it does all play into that. Like I've kind of only recently seen that first one, but since that is like upper crust, shitty, snooty housing development, and that is it's this like sneery like, and that main guy who is like depicted in various mazes, like the sort of like
the button
shitty
up
suit little patch guy,
with the long the epitome smiling of
shitty
mask.
White, like
I love this. He is he's referred to in multiple different ways. He's called the polite stranger. Ooh. He's also called the smiling purger. Oof. And one wiki page listed him as the appropriate gentleman.
Yeah.
Isn't the polite stranger the thing where you sit on your hand? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Sorry to be lewd on the podcast.
Yeah. Like, and it, you mean and it goes
up and it goes numb and
No, Scott, you're thinking of the proper gentleman. That's what that's called.
The proper gentleman, yeah. Up your butt is a gentleman. Yeah. The stranger takes the front, the gentleman takes the back.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you know.
Scott, I'm gonna edit yours out because that was lewd. That was gross to talk about
that. That's what I thought you were saying.
No.
Where you sit on your own hand and
put it up your butt?
Yeah, you sit on it for so long, it eventually goes up your butt.
Look, I mean, somebody has for sure done that. People probably do that every day, but
I'm sure they have.
Not what I was talking about.
At Outback Steakhouse, your wish is our command. Backed by popular demand, steak and lobster at a special price starting at $19.99. Come enjoy our bold center-cut sirloin seasoned with our signature blend of 17 spices and paired with a buttery, succulent lobster tail. Hurry in to Outback Steakhouse where your steak and lobster wishes come true at a price you can't miss. Steak and lobster, starting at $19.99. No rules, just right.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
So what's this gentleman Jason was talking about?
Oh, that's the guy. Yeah, the general smiling guy kind of man.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean the fandom page for Halloween Horror Nights. It's so funny to see all the scare actor characters listed out of like teeth
down.
Mask purger.
Yeah,
Big Daddy's minions.
It's weird though because like the reason and like this the last movie that came out this year. Which I was very high for when I went to go see. I was very high when I went to go see it. It was a delight. I enjoyed it.
You would not, Jason?
I like these. What I've seen of these movies, like I want to do them all the way through. I really like this world. I think they're very current. It's like a great example of like genre movies that you can force like topical. Topical stuff into,
yeah.
And it works, and it feels very modern.
The first Purge was very topical. It involves like Black Lives.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. It was very top. And this last one is very top. It might as well be called Purge. Trump is president. That's pretty much what it should be called.
These blown out. They were so psyched when Trump got elected. Now we can put it all
in
the movie.
Now we can put it all in there. Yeah.
Yeah, because election year does seem like they thought the other result was going to happen.
Of course. That's exactly
that was
what
one
they
of
thought.
Those things.
And this was like, this was what could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the reason the first, I mean, they use just the first one, really, because the first two through the rest of them gets a little wild. Like,
yeah.
People mm-hmm. are tripping out of their mind. The murders are a lot more brutal. There's a lot more sexual assault. There's a lot of things in that Purge world that aren't Universal Horror Night. But the first one, there's nothing really in that outside of killing people, which we love murder. So like we can kill people. And
murder is fine.
Murder is fine. We can put that around all your kids. Murder is cool. So that's easy. So that's why you get a lot of those characters, or you get Big Daddy's minions instead of Big Daddy, because Big Daddy was fucking people.
Oh, is that right? When does Big Daddy come in? What movie is he?
I can't remember. Is he in multiple of them? Names? They don't name them in the movies.
That's just the name.
Just in like the credits or fan pages.
Oh, I see. They probably have to go through like when they're like looking at the new movie or something. They're trying to apply it, and they're like, okay, let's get the politics out of this. Let's get the message out of it. Okay, but can we keep all of the murder? Yes. We cannot say anything political.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I think one of the reasons, Scott, the first one you're saying, like, it is a little more tame and all, was it had a $3 million budget, which is very small.
Okay.
And then it made a box office of $89 million.
Yeah. Jeez,
A grand slam.
Wow.
Like, so this
case scenario. Because it does become a all in a house,
like
on
a
one night
room. Yeah.
Movie. Kind of the one easiest
so
thing
to
do.
The budgets for the following ones kind of went pretty high up, but I think all pretty successful. They keep doing them.
They still keep doing it. I mean, yeah. I don't know how this last one did because, you know, pandemic and everything. And the last one was pretty... I also want to preface this by saying this. I really love the Purge movies. They're very fun.
Sure.
I enjoy them. Like I said, I have a Purge friend we go see each movie with. But, like, as I say that, make no mistake, they aren't like... great movies.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they are like, it's not like, you know, they are, you know what you're going into, like, as you sit down in the theater to watch these movies, right?
Of course, sure.
So I think they just keep making them because they're just fun movies. And like you said, it's very easy to put a topic on it.
Uh-huh.
And although I don't know where they can go after Purge Forever.
It does feel like...
that felt like the end.
It feels like a Blumhouse is like, come on, and he's like, no. And then there was an interview where it was like, well, I kind of had an idea, like, there was stuff we didn't use on the TV show, so
yeah. Now the way it ended, I don't want to spoil it. I mean, Purge Forever is self-explanatory.
Yeah, sure.
it's self-explanatory.
It's like, is it in a town where they've decided, like, oh, we're just gonna, like, or a whole state? What is the reach of the place where the Purge never stops?
They don't do very well with it always stays in just kind of like one part of the town or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the last one does kind of go to different states or whatever, but I would probably say it's a national movement.
I see.
National movement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a metaphor. It is 100% a fucking metaphor. Uh-huh. It's a metaphor.
For one.
Yeah. The first one was very much like, what if the future was like this? Now it's kind of like, damn, y'all been living it. What if this is a solution for getting out of a job? Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So I don't know what they're going to do in the parks, you know, because it's very fun. It seems like they're going to keep going to that well. I don't know how they can heighten it in the parks.
It feels like what you're saying is correct me if I'm wrong, it never got better than that first 7 p.m. siren with all the scare actors.
For me, no. And I guess part of that is because, like, I went to the first one and
sure.
went to multiple ones after that. So maybe if you go for the first time, I don't think they're doing that anymore where, like,
right.
you know, the open of Universal is the open mm-hmm. of, like, the Purge. They haven't done that in the past couple years because they even did that, like, 3 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But that first time they did that specifically felt super special. And it legitimately freaked me out. It freaked people mm-hmm. out because as you're walking through, there is like 100 scare actors, all Purge related.
Yeah.
Like just coming at you with chainsaws and bats and swords and like jeez. All types of like the weapons that they had in the first Purge movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, that sounds like, because we've talked about like when they're adapting either a ride or a themed experience, like what do you want from it? If you like this movie, what do you want from it? That sounds like the ultimate version of what you want.
Yeah.
So until they keep, or if they don't do that, you're just getting okay little tastes of it. But it's like you're not.
Yeah.
Like maybe I would assume too with like, you know, we've seen this many times. Nothing, no property stays dead. So maybe it needs like a 5-year break.
I think that's probably best.
Yeah. It needs a nice break, and then the sirens can blare again in 5 years at Horror Nights.
It is. You know what I equate it to? And I not purposefully did this, but it actually works. For whatever reason today, I decided to watch Final Destination 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then it made me think about that franchise because they put out about 4 or 5 of those in a 10-year span, too. And then after a while, you're just like... okay, like we kind of got to stop doing this, right?
Yeah.
Like, then where else do we go with this, right?
Yeah.
And they did. There hasn't been a Final Destination movie in like 10 years until there's now one being filmed. So it's and now it feels like, all right, we kind of went away from that well for about 5-10 years. It will feel a little more fresh now.
You saw, give the audience a little, just, you know, a few of us have done improv training. They say rest the game.
Rest the game.
Yeah.
This means to, you know, put whatever thing you're doing on hold for a few, a matter of minutes or seconds.
Seconds, yeah. Scream. That happened with Scream.
Yes.
They did a bunch of Scream movies. They did a TV show on MTV, I think, kind of only tangentially related. And now there's like Scream, sort of like the David Gordon Green Halloweens, where it's like everyone's back. They've aged in real time.
Yeah.
And there's a new generation also dealing with the killer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So which means, you know, when The Purge comes back, Ethan Hawke will be back in it.
Senator Charlie Rowan.
All our favorites.
All your favorites. Big Daddy. Big Daddy
will be back, but they'll all be a little wiser, a little older, a little more gray.
Everybody's got beards. Yeah. Poking through the masks.
I'll say this to the listeners. I don't know that the TV show is as good, but if you want something a little less gruesome, the 2-season Purge TV show that was on USA, by nature, is less brutal than the movies because it was on broadcast cable.
Yeah.
USA.
The movies are, I mean, like, after the first one isn't so bad, but, like, the rest of them are brutal. Like, they are pretty
pulpy and schlocky.
Yeah.
But then that, what I could tell, because I threw on a second of the TV show, and it just, like, once you're at, like, a Canadian TV production value, it kind of, like, sucks the pulpiness out of it.
Yeah.
I felt around. I was like, maybe it'd be interesting to watch some of the show, and it's, like, so much slower, and it's shot all boring, and then, like, you just watch a trailer of election year, and, like, oh, yes, a style. Like, I think it's meant to be movies, probably.
Because it's supposed to simulate a night. Right, which is much easier to simulate in a movie as opposed to over a season. Now, I haven't seen the actual TV show, so I don't know if they're still doing, like, I don't know how it, I'm sure it's probably like they lead up to the night and maybe the aftermath. I don't know. I'll probably watch it.
Flash forwards.
Yeah.
Dreams. Yeah. Well, everything else we can do.
Where the movie is very easily lends itself to say the start of the movie is the beginning of the Purge and the end of the movie is the end. Or the start of the movie is the beginning and the end of the movie is the end. That's it. That's it.
It's pretty tight to have a siren that begins your movie and a siren that ends,
that
your,
ends
movie.
Your movie.
Yeah. The movie has commenced.
Should I add the siren at the start of the episode?
I think you should. A lot of people. I think you should.
Yeah. All right, I'll do it. Yeah.
But also, you should leave you asking that question into the episode
so
people can hear that
process.
You're like, pull behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And the intro has to be.
It has to be the full
intro.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
I wrote it already.
Oh, did you?
Great.
Oh, wow. Scott wrote the great.
I love it.
You'll have heard it already.
Yeah.
Oh, the creative process.
I love it.
Work.
I love this.
I'd be remiss if we didn't mention one of the more infamous Halloween Horror Nights Purge, a little Halloween Horror Nights whoopsie that happened a few years ago.
Ooh, I heard of this. Yeah. Yes.
I found this on LAS, but it was on most news websites at the time.
Yep.
So in one of the Purge movies, they recreated this in the park in one of the scare zones where an auctioneer is auctioning off victims for purgers to then purge. And the auctioneers are very crass and bawdy.
Of course.
And this is from the LAist. A trio of 13-year-old girls and their mothers are not very happy about a Universal Halloween Horror Nights actor who referred to the girls as hookers and sluts. During a press conference yesterday, two of the girls and their mothers, along with feminist lawyer Gloria Allred, said the incident occurred while they were visiting a haunt based on the Purge Anarchy, according to the Hollywood Reporter. So, if you are at a press conference, if there is a press conference being called with a number of people and Gloria Allred, and it is about you, you fucked up.
Yeah, that's a person I'd like to never say my name.
Oh, yeah.
Lord. Listen, I will say that's one thing I do appreciate about Horror Nights. Fright Fest is probably the first like big entity of like horror that I went to as a teenager. And I don't remember them being able to curse and stuff like that. obviously, and not cursing at Disney, it's not even a real Halloween. But like the
We've never even talked about it. Who cares about it?
Yeah.
It's boogie very not so
pay,
scary.
I will never pay for that in my life.
Boo,
and I love Disney. I will never pay for that.
Boo bash.
Yeah, boo bash. Yeah,
boo bash.
Nah. But they like could get crass. Like I remember Chucky like cursing people out one year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know, we mentioned it already. It is on game for purgers to say stuff like that because, again, all crime is legal for 12 hours, so they're not really thinking about decorum.
And not thinking about decorum at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in those movies that it's like, oh, we can't really, even with the Horror Night standards, we can't really do this scene. Yeah.
You should probably ID everybody. Make how old are they? All right, what am I allowed? Okay.
There's an age limit. I didn't think it was as young as 13, but maybe it is.
I think you can go younger. I saw a very young child going through the house in front of me with her, with father or parents.
Some of them look very excited to be there.
Well, that's when I'm like this the whole time, and I'm like, this child appears to be not fazed at all by any of this.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't know if it says more about me that if I would have heard that live in the park, I would have lost my mind laughing.
I mean, it's absurd.
Because I think maybe you have to just kind of say on the ticket, which nobody reads, hey, this is going to be, you're going to get some profanity here. You're going to get some of these things, right? This is PG-13. Or, you know, at high PG-13. This is TV-14.
Well, the problem is no one reads the ticket.
Well, I mean, yes, that's exactly it. Nobody reads the ticket. But like you said, it makes sense that they would say wild shit. I mean, maybe don't call a hooker and a slut. But if I would have heard that, I wouldn't have thought it was as jarring.
Well, if I because you know they have the New York on the regular day, they have the New York street performers who are like, hey, look at this guy or whatever. Like if one of those guys called me a dickhead, I would have loved it.
Yeah.
Look at this guy, look at this dickhead right here. And I'd be like, whoa, what? Oh yeah. I'd be so happy.
The Starway called you, the evil Starway.
Oh.
Do you know about this? That the escalator turns mean
during Horror Night.
The endless escalator. Yeah,
it talks about you and it's not like specific, but it does get mean.
What's
for Horror
the thing
Nights.
About? Because they reference drugs.
I was on it. They do not mention weed anymore. They mentioned multiple years in a row. At least not in the. I was doing the whole thing. You like a couple years ago whenever we did it, it was no smoking on the Starway, and that goes for weed.
Yep, I remember that.
No
mention. It's so funny.
It was great. I was like, whoa, weed. In Universal, they said weed.
Yeah.
They did not say weed this time when I was on the Starway, and I was crestfallen. I was so upset. Jeez. And I mentioned it to Tim Chang, who I was with, and I was like, Tim, they usually say weed. Nah. They talk about weed, and he goes, What? He goes, it's legal.
That kind of hurts the cause.
Yes, yeah, I guess it's not such a big
narc.
Yeah.
Please hold on to the handrail. That means you, hookers.
I mean, look, I guess if you're going to call anybody a hooker, call everybody a hooker. Don't just single
that's
out
the safer.
Don't single out a 13-year-old. Yeah. And it specifies that, the actors are like, come here, hey, a hooker.
And also, at least just go, because we're pro-sex work, go, and that's a good thing.
And we're fine with that.
Yeah.
Right.
It should be legal outside the 12-hour, but you have to be 18.
Right.
Yeah. Mom, and we say, go, Mom.
Go, Mom.
To be a working mother,
you get to purge. Instead of be purged, you get to purge.
Get it out of your system.
Yeah, I can see why Mom was mad. I laughed. I'm not gonna lie, I laughed. It was funny, but I can see why Mom was mad 100%.
Well, and the moms, they didn't immediately call Gloria Allred. They tried to complain through email and phone calls. We're getting no response, and one of them's like, "Well,
yeah,
we could try
the ultimate
Hail Mary." I know someone we could reach out to.
Yeah.
Did they settle? What happened?
I think it was probably just like an apology or whatever.
Albert yeah. only got and an I apology?
Like in that the way they just sense. Stopped yeah. doing Bill and Ted, mm-hmm. they might have stopped like doing the auction I see. Told the actors, like, yeah. all right, dial it back.
They got know? To go back with the megaphone and call the auctioneer a hooker and a slut. And then it was even yeah. revenge.
Are they? I was going to say, are they like Donkey apologized or something? Another character?
Like, can you imagine them like specifically calling Eddie? You busy? So we need you to voice something for us real quick.
It's really going to help us out of a bind.
It's really going to help us out of a bind.
I make one movie every 5 years. You think I'm going to come
out right.
This will count toward your contract. Okay, this is one
this
movie.
It's a whole movie.
It's a whole movie just to do Donkey in the Park one day.
Well, that actually, their contracts for the first Shrek movie did specify. That's how they ended up being the actual voices in Shrek 4D. It specified they had to do any theme park attractions. Yeah. And then, yeah. that, of course, it was another massive hit that, like, of course, they mm-hmm. renegotiated for more money sure. as they kept making Shrek movies.
Hey, we haven't said officially, RIP yeah. Shrek 4D.
And you know in Orlando.
They just, I just saw away? That. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
I just saw they're closing it down.
Man.
Look, I don't know what they're going to put in there, but I did like Shrek. Listen, I'm a fan of a show. I love a show at sure. a theme park. It's a chance to rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance to get some AC.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a chance to actually, you know, we're performers. It's a chance to see some performances or sure. see like some content. I love a good show. So I really enjoyed the Shrek 4D. It was cool. We'll yeah. see what they put sure. in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
They got for rid sure. of it out here already. But yeah, do we know this Shrek 4D will be somewhere around the world still, right?
Oh,
there's got to be a few places still showing
it's
it.
It's in that giant castle. It's in a much better venue in one of the Asian parks. I don't remember which one.
Right.
Japan? I think that's the only other Universal, isn't it?
No,
there's a couple.
Oh, there's a couple?
Beijing.
Oh, yeah. Beijing just opened. Singapore. Yeah.
What's the other one? Singapore.
Singapore.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there Japan? Am I wrong about
no, there is. No, there's Universal.
Oh, okay.
In
okay.
Kyoto.
Okay.
No, it's
Osaka.
Osaka. Oh,
Osaka?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting. That's cool.
So, all right. As
so
long
Shrek
as Shrek
will be somewhere in the
Shrek
world
will be
still.
Somewhere in the
he's
world.
Still he's big in Japan.
Yeah. yeah.
So many great music, Curtis.
Yeah. I think that's so what that's there. One thing I really love about Horror Nights. While I'll keep going and I'll complain how long the lines are mm-hmm. Or shell out $200 to get Express.
Of course.
Absolutely asinine how much it is. But I do like that, like, unlike other horror-based things, they are taking properties that you know, and then you can be a little bit more adult,
sure.
for lack of a better word,
yeah, yeah.
right?
Sure.
You know, they could take it too far, which they obviously did, but they can also have Chucky running around, and this, I mean, I think they use a kid or it's a short actor, but it's like somebody like 3 feet tall. Mm-hmm. I remember one
That's
year.
That's how they do Chucky, really? Oh my
it's
God.
Somebody like 3 feet tall, like
wow.
running around with yeah. a knife, like in the scare zone. And it is funny, but it also kind of freaks you out because you just like see this thing coming at your kneecaps.
Oh, yeah. They're all the old House of Horrors, I think I said this. The first haunted house I had gone into in years was like 6 years ago. And they had a guy playing Chucky. They had someone playing Chucky. And at first, they made them look like a robot, like with some like jerky movements. And mm-hmm. then Chucky just came to life and threw a knife in my friend's throat.
Oof.
And I was really freaked because I had not been in a haunted house in years, ever maybe. A very mild one when I was like little, probably.
Yeah.
So it's what you were saying, though, about theme parks not being for kids. Because then it finally feels a little bit more like, now you have options for something that's a little bit more adult.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Universal, Disney, I have to cater to tiny children and of families.
Of course.
We get it. Makes
yeah,
sense. I don't want
it.
Everything to be like murderous and bawdy.
Of course. Yeah.
But
I like magic.
Sure, of course, we all love magic.
Yeah. You equate murder and bawdiness also.
Those are two equal
two
things
worst
for me.
Sins.
The two
yes,
worst.
Yes. You did,
the two worst
Mike's
sins.
Book.
Yeah.
Sex and death.
Exactly, yeah. And I want a little time for both of them
yeah. Yeah.
In my parks. But it just does a certain.
There's a time and a place.
There's a time and a place for it, is what yeah. I'm saying. So, yeah, you get that with Horror Nights.
Yeah. You do. I mean, I remember, I don't know, my first Horror Nights. They literally had go-go dancers, like, in cages down in that area. This is when The Walking Dead was very popular, too. So it was the first year they had The Walking Dead maze. And, like, down there in that area where, like, the New York is near or something like that, they had, like, cage dancers. And, like, I'm like, this is wild.
This is theme wild. Park, yes, that will only usually barely ever dance on the line. Because that's the whole, it was forever ago that we talked about the horror water world, Slaughter World.
Yes.
But isn't there kind of like a leather babe in it, basically?
Yes.
Like, what was the, I don't remember the specifics.
They can find a way to work in some sort of like body burlesque to any franchise at Horror Nights.
Yeah. They can.
Chucky's already got the bride, so they're that's taking care of in that one. But
I don't quite know how they would have done it for Ghostbusters or Us, and the licensing, they might not have been allowed. But
Us is hard. Us is hard.
Us is hard.
Ghostbusters, they could just, I don't know. Yeah, probably not.
Dana? We'll I guess.
Zool?
Gozer?
Oh, Zool. Gozer.
That would feel
weird.
Dancing the Gozers.
That would feel
weird. We'll just recreate the Dan Aykroyd scene in the first.
just have a whole bunch of people going and unbuckling people's pants.
It's instead of a room full of mannequins and one of them move, one of these ghosts starts going to town on the Aykroyd statue. Oh, there's five Aykroyd statues in this room.
Yeah, they don't even do it to the guests. It's just a Dan Aykroyd statue. That
a statue doesn't move. Well,
but his eyes do.
Yeah. That's right. That's the only thing. The eyes just keep rolling.
A recording, of his actual voice going. As I assume the noise he makes. And a crystal head vodka endorsement in between.
What do you think Aykroyd sounds like?
That would actually be very fun.
Yeah. I was going to ask, you know, probably wrapping up soon. But what is there a thing from, like, if you were envisioning Purge?
Yeah.
What would you do? Would it be a ride? Would it be a walk? What would it be?
So. Are we keeping this in Horror Nights? Can we take it?
It can be anywhere you want. It could be a whole theme park.
Mm-hmm. So if I was to do it now that you know, Universal has limitations, right?
Yeah, of course.
And I also know an hour ago I said, man, I would never do the shit where they like can touch you and do all this. But you know, I'm a hypocrite. So like, that's the type of like purge that I would.
You want
like,
the
purge? I would do like sign the waiver.
Yeah,
right? get the waiver, put it in the area, and make it a night. Like,
sure.
Make it an overnight. Because they have that. They have an overnight thing where it's designed to scare you. So make it an overnight. Make you feel like you are fighting for your life. And you get to hide places and see if people catch you. And, like, if you get caught. I would make a game out of it. If you get caught and you get killed, then you're out. You know, and then you go to like just, I don't know, the holding area where now you could just relax for the rest of the night and drink and have fun or do whatever. But I would want it to be something where you can feel a little sense of the danger. You can feel people actually chasing you. Somebody can put their hands on you. Which I know sounds daunting and crazy, but like
that's what you're there for.
That's what you're there for, right?
Yeah.
You might get messy, you know what I'm saying? So I would do something in that realm. They can lock you in a room. Like shit like that. Or things like that. I guess I should ask if I could curse. I'm so sorry.
We're good.
Hey, just like Horror Nights.
Yeah, just like
either team.
H's and S's.
But only in October.
Only in October. So I think that would be my ideal thing because I think the fun. And then it starts exactly how it starts. 7 p.m. The sirens go off. We hear it. And you have to disperse. If you've ever been to Sleep No More.
I have not, but I've heard, yes.
Sleep No More is a 5-story immersive theater where you can go anywhere and things like that. I would make it something similar to that. So I don't know if I would do it outdoors because it would be indoors. And it would be something similar to that where you can go anywhere in this building.
Mm-hmm.
People can grab you so you can hide. You can do what you got to do and try to strategize surviving the night, which is, for those of you who forget, a Bruce Willis movie. Is it Bruce Willis?
Double check.
2021.
It came out an hour ago.
Exclusive to Tubi.
Survived the night too. Already.
So yeah, that would be my. I think that would be my ideal thing. I would want to make it an immersive thing where you truly feel like I have to survive tonight.
Gamifying it is interesting. Yeah. Definitely. Like making it, I don't know how you would figure that out. Maybe you could even have people reintroduced. It's a point thing even. I don't know.
That's
something
true.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I guess if you get killed in the first 5 minutes, you would be salty.
sure.
But so maybe like if you get killed, you get to, and then obviously the actors will rotate. The scare actors will rotate.
You become one of the bad guys. Maybe
you can become a purger. That might get dangerous.
Probably. We can't do this, completely flesh this out on mic. We have to sit and really crack this
but
somewhere
else. I think
else.
That there's a foundation there for something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there was, maybe it was 2019 or it was going to happen in 2020 and it got canceled, but there was going to be an overnight kind of, not officially Camp Crystal Lake.
Yes.
Sort of thing.
I know what you're talking about.
Right?
I thought about doing it. Yeah.
Because you could buy different levels of ticket where they'd be like, oh, you would roast, you know, do s'mores. It would be like a camp. You would have a tent. There would be s'mores, but like certain zones, like, and you will go to sleep in your tent and then a monster will pull you out of your, like, you will go to sleep and you will be woken up by ghoulies and scaries, like, pulling, like, run.
Yeah.
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 You still try to sleep? How could you go to bed knowing it was, oh boy.
I mean, like, the thing with those is mental, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In your heart of hearts or deep in the recesses of your brain, you know they're not going to kill you.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But like there's an element of that where like it gets to a point where you start questioning like, mm-hmm. am I in danger here? Or I don't like the way this feels. Something can go wrong.
Yeah.
I could be the first accident of this event or something like that, right?
Well, which I was thinking, I mean, maybe you were talking about needing to put the franchise aside and bring it back. What if the way it comes back is there is a successful, it's a movie where the Purge movies exist in the world of the movie. And this scenario, now there's a thing where you can do a fake Purge night, but then it becomes, thanks to a bunch of ne'er-do-wells. Yeah. Yeah. But it's real.
Like
it's
an adaptation sort of meta. Purge.
The fake Purge becomes a real Purge.
That's fun.
That's good.
They were
gonna
do that with the movie This Is the End. Where you remember the movie where James Franco and Seth Rogen and all those guys were playing themselves?
Yeah.
They were gonna do a sequel to that movie. And the sequel was going to start with them at the premiere of This Is the End.
Whoa.
And basically just restart the whole concept of the movie.
Oh,
so
really?
Like,
I
so the
that.
Sequel was going to start with them. Like, one was a movie, but two, that was really happening.
Wow.
And they didn't. Obviously, they didn't do that. But I read, like, that was, like, the plan for what that was supposed to be.
We've got that a little bit. There's something like that in another one of the great horror franchises, somehow untouched by Halloween Horror. Horror Nights, the Human Centipede, where in the second one, it's, I think, like a guy who sees the movie and is obsessed with it, and then he gets the actress from the movie to be in his real Human Centipede. I don't know why Universal has not... People like scared, they want to hire up Scared. Why not have a 40-person Human Centipede
walking
around the park? Yeah,
I think it would be fun.
Get a centipede.
Think it would be fun.
Yeah.
Well, if they bring
give them breaks, you give them a chance to breathe.
Yeah, they make another movie. Yeah, they just got to make another movie, right? There's been a couple years since they've made one of those.
And you chop the title and you do what they do with movies. You just call it Centipede. But everyone knows.
Oh, good. Yeah. Mm. And then you play the Human Centipede theme just on a single piano key.
Yes.
Can I pitch this too?
Yeah,
of course.
So I pitched what I would do for The Purge. That's me.
Yeah.
For Universal, if they're going to keep bringing The Purge in, which this is a very easy franchise for them to marry to Horror Nights. I get that. I get it. And it's fun. I'm not acting like it's so boring now where it's like, this got to go.
Sure.
It's still very fun, especially if you're not into the movies or it's your first time going. Like, they get you. I think what they should do, because we know Disney is listening, but we also know Universal's listening. So
we do know that.
NBC. NBC, I know y'all hear this. I think what they should do is allow the Purge scare actors to go loose on the other scare actors in the park. Like, let's see, like, somebody from the Purge grab Chucky and beat the shit out of him. Like, and, like, see a shit. And, like, you sitting there watching, like, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Like, that,
yeah,
that would be fun. Like, yeah. Because, yeah, like, that is the world, right? Like, the Purge is supposed to be real and all these other things are movie entities. Like, let the Purge free. Let them, like, go do some stuff.
Yeah.
Let them walk in line in the let them go into the rides.
Yeah.
Like, let them free. I think that's the only phase. That's the only logical thing they can do at Universal.
Right. Oh. You've learned, I think you're taking what you learned from that first Fright Fest.
Yeah,
line and applying it to the
actually is yeah
defying
that's getting it from
right defying expectations for the this is actually that's actually very good.
I think it would be fun.
That's a natural heightening of that magic, the Jasmine with you in line, like which is just a magic trick. It's playing with your expectations of the expectations. Event,
yeah,
and something totally shocking happens, and it's like
it would still mess with us and things like that too.
Sure.
Like, nobody's off limits for them. And obviously, the people who are also actors, those are planned events. But for people watching, they don't know that,
right?
I think it would be dope. I think that's their next step if they want to keep it going.
That's a great idea.
So let them go, like, kill the Indominus Rex and Jurassic World. Right. They're riding them around.
Let them go to Jurassic World.
Putting arrows in their throat.
Yeah.
Oh, no. For the founding fathers.
This is so fun. This is a blast. Thank you so much for being here.
This is a pleasure.
Survive podcast, the Hauntcast, the Fright.
No.
A perilous one, a scary one, a body one. And thanks for bringing us this topic. Let's exit through the. We haven't horrified the gift shop.
Yeah, you're right.
The gift shop?
Thank you. Phil, a few.
Perfect.
Let's exit through the gift shop. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Oh, things to plug. I think it's really hard because, like, I've been doing a lot of VO things, like I said. So
that come out. So be on the lookout in 2023.
So I think the easiest way to say for things that I'm not allowed to talk about yet is social media. Once things pop, then I'll, like, let people know. But there's a video game coming out that I might be in.
Okay.
There's a feature that I might be in soon. I am. I recorded it. and there are things coming out that are going to be viewable and I'm able to watch. So I'm excited for some future stuff coming
nice.
Out.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Do you want to plug your social? Like, you actually,
At Jacquees Neal on everything.
Okay.
And also in these streets.
Nice.
So you can always find me in these streets. In Burbank.
Well, you can find us on everything as well at Podcast The Ride. Merch is available in our T Public store. And for 3 bonus episodes every month, then this month, it is Hauntcast The Fright, the Cemetery Gate at patreon.com/podcastTheRide. Super fun. The Purge episode is now complete. Your Hauntcast thanks you for your participation.
And insert that's audio.
That's better.
Was that the siren?
That shit don't sound over.
Mouth. I did it with my mouth.
Prayers don't sound
holy
like it's
shit.
Over. That was fake.
This is a trick. This is a purge trick.
This is a purge trick. It's actually 6:58.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, Scott Gardner, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.